Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you?
Yes, Vicki. I was on the phone with somebody, and all they kept doing was breathing heavy in the phone.
That sounds obscene.
Yeah, but it was, I called your number there.
Oh, you mean someone here?
Yes.
Really? Just now?
They would not answer me.
They may not have been aware that they had answered the phone. But at any rate, how can I assist you? Thank you for calling customer support, too. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Ready to explode, though.
Uh-oh.
Just got charged again $69 and some cents on something I did not order. And I just called like 2 or 3 days ago and had used credit something else that you charged me for.
Okay.
And now it's again. And they were supposed to have closed the account.
Okay, ma'am, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. May we start by you giving me your zip code so I can try and pull up that account?
54311. I can give you the order number if you need it.
We'll see if your first and last name?
Patty Roberts.
Okay, I won't need it. Your account came up. Okay, Ms. Roberts, let's see. Can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
3276 Peterson Road, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay. Thank you for that information, ma'am. Give me just one moment, please.
This is the third time that I've called to have the stop stuff coming, charging to my card.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just one moment to review over the account and see what's going on with it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. It looks like initially on the 13th, you paid shipping and handling. Well, you paid $79.86 for several different things. I see where the majority of those charges were refunded. I see where you refunded $49.87 just as recently as...
couple days ago.
Yeah, the 29th. Yeah.
Yep.
What happened is they didn't close the account down. That $69.87 that you were just charged was for the Prime Fit Watch. They actually sent you two. You received two of them, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And I was just supposed to pay shipping and handling on
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
So I want this credit.
Yes, ma'am. Not to worry. Not to worry, ma'am. I'm already... let me see something real quick.
This is the third time I've called on this account to have it closed.
Oh, I've closed it, and I've also refunded that last amount. I'm just trying to see if they want you to send the merchandise back or not.
I will.
It says no returns, no RMA, so you're all set. Ms. Roberts, I've refunded that $69.87 back to Visa card ending 5418. Please allow 3 to 5 days for it to be back in your account and on your card.
Okay, well, I sure hope that this time...
I have totally closed your account out. Ma'am, I've closed it down. There won't be any future shipping or billing to your account. I'm sorry to interrupt you. And I can imagine how aggravating that has to be.
Well, yeah, because I was told a couple days ago that it was closed.
Well, it wasn't. Maybe down there at that juncture, they had only charged you for one watch, but there was another one. There were two. So the other charge at 87 was for the second fitness bracelet, fitness watch, smart fitness trackers, what they call it. And you should be receiving a void refund confirmation email any minute now. I sent it to angeldog0209.
Okay.
And it's just going to substantiate that you have $69.87 on its way back to, once again, Visa card ending 5418. So you can check your emails. You should probably be there by now.
Okay, but, you know, I really hope that this doesn't happen again.
Yes, it won't. I assure you, Ms. Roberts, my name is Vicki. You can write it down. I'm about to note your account right now that I refunded the last charges and informed you that there would be no more charges.
Okay.
There's nothing. They've already charged you everything they could have charged you for. The end of trial, in terms of the end of trial price or end of trial charge, that's what those monies were for. Because they were actually trials. You didn't win a free gift. It wasn't a free watch. It was a 14-day trial. And after the 14 days, they charged you the full price for those products.
Well, that's not what it said when I got those. It said that all I had to pay was the thing because I answered the questions.
Okay. And what did you hear?
Through a Kohl's survey.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, you've been refunded.
If you want it, I will send everything back.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, I don't want it. And then they're not accepting anything back into the warehouse due to the COVID conditions. You're all set, Ms. Roberts. And I do apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused you. But you won't be billed anything else, nor will you be shipped anything else, not from this company.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome, Ms. Roberts. Is there anything else I can assist you with before I release the line today?
Nope, that'll be it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, ma'am, and stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.